The Somerville School Committee has voted down a proposal to build a new kind of school within their district. The proposal for a so-called innovation school won support as a plan to redesign public education from the inside with the backing of a large private grant. But committee members said the plan was too vague and too costly for final approval. WBUR's Max Larkin was there for the vote last night and joins us now this morning. Good morning, Max.
Hi, Bob.
So tell us about the meeting last night. What struck you?
Well, it was a big moment, right, in a really long process of proposing a kind of bold new idea, this kind of reimagined school. It would be for about 40 teenage students in Somerville. And that's kind of inherently exciting. But then it became clear that no one in the committee, including Somerville's superintendent and the mayor, no one was going to back the proposal. Now, like, nobody booed, but there was a real deflation in the room. With that in mind, committee members kept saying they believed in innovation, they believed in positive change as principles, just not in this particular instance. I spoke to a man named Joe Beckman in the hall. He's a longtime resident and former educator who believes pretty deeply in Powderhouse's model, and he wasn't buying it.
They're lying through their teeth. They have no idea what innovation is. All they're after is control. They want control of the kids, they want control of the teachers, they want control of the site, they want control of the schedule, the day, everything.
And then there were certainly other parents and people who had supported the project who seemed disappointed by the result, and they said it represented a real missed opportunity for a district that's growing and changing.
Well, tell us about the Powderhouse model. How was it different from what takes place in Somerville now at the high school?
Bob, it was supposed to be a pretty big break from what you'd think of as a typical school. Learning was supposed to be individualized. Students would take up projects and investigate them with their teachers. There were no grades. You'd just have student cohorts. The curriculum was supposed to be guided in important ways by students' and teachers' curiosities. And the program, being for about 40 people, was maybe designed to serve students who might not have felt quite at home at Somerville High, which has 1,250 students. It's undergoing a major renovation. But all that said, this would have been an innovation school, not a charter school, meaning it would have been a part of the district and drawn on its students, tried to serve a diverse mix of those students, as well as drawn on city budgets and been a part of its contracts.
So, Max, what happened between a few weeks ago and last night? A few weeks ago, it seemed like this school was going to get the nod and maybe open this fall. How did it get to a no vote last night?
Well, Bob, I think Somerville's Mayor Joe Curtatone spoke for the committee when he said he remembered having been in on this idea 110%. He was going back to 2012 in that instance, but lots of people said they loved the idea here. They said the problem was in the transition from the idea to a working public institution. How would students with disabilities be taken care of? How would the school interact with existing state standards for curriculum, for example? There was a fight over intellectual property at the school. Would teachers be allowed to own the curriculum and other details that they created in the course of the school day? And finally, the proposal was given this $10 million grant by XQ. It's a large nonprofit organization that was sponsored in part by Lorraine Powell Jobs. And despite all that backing, Somerville Superintendent Mary Skipper said that Powderhouse would still have drained quite a bit of resources from the district's existing buildings and students, and she said that risk isn't worth the innovative upside.
Innovation is responsibility. You know, part of what, you know, good innovation does is it solves a problem that's there, and it does it in a responsible way that it doesn't harm the rest of the system.
So what happens now, Max? Is this Powderhouse idea dead?
I don't think so. Maybe not quite yet, but it's certainly not doing well. The first sprout of this Powderhouse idea first sprung up in 2012, so this has already been a 7-year process, Bob. With that in mind, the man behind the school, Alec Resnick, says this is kind of just another bump on a very long road. He says he heard concerns about draining funds from the district and about transparency, but he says he also heard that city officials still find a lot to like about his dream school.
The core idea we think is good, and we think there are kids in Somerville who would benefit. We're just not trying to make it work. And we're hopeful that we'll figure out some way of making it work.
So Resnick says he's not ready to abandon the project, turn it into a charter school, or look for another district, and said he and his team are going to go back to the drawing board.
Okay, we'll follow that. WBUR's Max Larkin, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
Max is part of WBUR's Edify team, reporting on education issues across New England. Check out the team's work by visiting the Edify page at WBUR.org.